Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Kev, your mic on?
It's on. It's
All right, Kev's ready.
It's on.
Kev, it was taking you a little too long. Kev.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Coolin' out.
Welcome back. Welcome
what
back.
What episode is this?
93 or 94?
In the 90s. I knew we were.
Yeah, we're on the road to 100.
On the road to 100. We got to make 100 something special.
Yeah. We're going to figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll do something special for 100. What's up, man? How you been?
Good. Way more energy than last week.
Ugh.
I felt bad about my outing last week in many regards.
Last week's outing, I think people could tell by the episode that we were just really drained, I would say.
Yeah, I was drained from the weekend. The audio we messed up. I fucked up with the vid. It was just all downhill.
Yeah, it was just, we were living like it was 09.
Yeah. Came back strong. I've been chilling.
Yeah. Ow.
Been chilling.
I mean, I've been going out, but just keeping it chill when I go out. Like,
casual.
Getting home at 11, 12. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Versus the late.
3, 4s. Waking up at 8.
Yeah.
In the morning, like, what the fuck am I doing to myself?
Yeah, I felt my energy. Well, obviously on the pod, but even at work, it wasn't until like later in the week.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, I can't keep it. I know it's already summer, but.
Monday already hard enough as it is.
It is. And this is prolonged into the week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this past week, and I got home like around 4 Friday, and I didn't leave the crib until Sunday afternoon.
Using the road all weekend, chilling.
Chilling, man.
Up.
Just looking at that rain, me and the couch.
You've been packing, man. You moving soon.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks,
yeah,
actually.
We got the word.
Wait, how y'all doing that? Because I know you got the brunch that weekend also.
The day before.
Good luck.
The day before. Hopefully the day before, the Thursday before.
Y'all got movers?
Get the movers. We're going to.
Okay.
I'm having terrible flashbacks from last year. I can't do that again. I'm not built for that.
I was, you know, when we moved, I was thinking about like us moving everything. Like I was like, I'm gonna rent a truck and then like we just move everything downstairs. I'm glad we got movers. But
yeah, you were smart. So yeah, we could do this. I remember last year I was helping my girlfriend move into our new spot from her old spot, and I just bought clothes. She bought the rest of everything, and my other buddy come help us. You know, we moving out. I came in my work clothes. First mistake. 6 hours later.
You know what it is? It'd be the furniture that be taken all the time.
Oh, my God.
But like, once you have, like, couches and shit, that takes forever.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a realization where you moving the stuff out and you be like, oh, my God, I got to bring this back upstairs somewhere.
And it was hot when y'all
moved. It was hot.
Yeah. Because you gotta take stuff
out
of one apartment.
I got like 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I was like,
and I had to go
only
to
thing
work
that like worked
day.
Out for us was that we had elevators in both buildings.
Oh.
So that worked out for the movers, not really for me because I didn't really care. Like,
yeah,
but it made it a little easier.
Oh no, this year the movers gonna have to figure it out. I'm not missing my brunch.
Well, nah, they figure it out.
Yeah,
that's what you're paying for.
Exactly,
you pay them to figure it out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I feel a lot better this week also.
So much better.
So much better, man. Last week was
such a drag. I was like, yeah, I can't do this again.
How's
your week been?
That's why I don't do the back-to-backs, man.
I know. It's out here crazy.
My week hasn't been... Let me think. Today was pretty chill. So we were recording this on a Tuesday. Monday was hectic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just super busy on top of the fact that Mondays are just Monday to me.
Yeah.
It's always hard for me to get back into the work groove on a Monday, especially like after the weekend and having my own time.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got to work on Monday, I was ambushed.
Yeah.
And then it just like didn't stop for the whole day. Today was pretty cool. My boss, you know, she worked from home, you know, air quotes. So it was pretty chill. Not too many emails back and forth. I was like, oh, you forgot about me. Cool. So I got, you know, I had stuff to do, obviously, but it was more so just doing it on my own time rather than like all these crazy ass last minute deadline emails coming in, which is what Monday was. So today's been pretty chill. So I feel much better about life today than I did yesterday. You know, nigga, have a bad day, you start questioning everything,
man.
Why am I doing this? Is this really worth it to you, Jarrell? Nigga, on a train home, listening to J. Cole, about to have a fit.
Yeah, that's how I knew I was in a good mood. I was in the office for like 12 hours yesterday. I know it's because it's one of the weeks after Friday off, so that helps. But I was like, let's get it done. Went to the gym after. I was like,
I mean, but you got one. So, like, a lot of people don't know Kev's like summer Friday schedule was like insane. Like, just explain it.
It's
real
okay.
Quick. Just explain it, like the concept.
From Memorial Day, the week after, until Labor Day weekend. For summer Fridays, you either get off at 2, or you're out. So if you stay until 2 on Friday, the following Friday you're out, and vice versa.
You're off. No work on a Friday. 4-day work week. No one has ever heard of that before. I wish I had every other Friday off in the summer. I might as well, because... Nah, I ain't going to say that. Never know who listening.
You never know.
Like, well, where you ain't? Oh man.
What we want to dive in first?
Ooh, we got a lot today.
Yeah, prepared this week.
Let's let's dive into the NBA.
Okay.
But on the small stuff, right? I'm going to get this out the way, cuz I want to start with this.
Yeah.
I sent you an article today about the homie Dwight Howard.
I read it.
Well, he ain't my homie. He's someone homie.
He's someone homie.
Where do I even start? So his trainer says that he's helping Dwight train because Dwight's new goal is to become either Anthony Davis or Kevin Durant.
And to play till he's 40.
And to play till he's 40 because he says you have to evolve, adapt, or die.
Okay.
So at age 32, he's going to learn how to shoot threes all of a sudden.
And learn to play until 2026. The 2026-27 season.
That's what he said. I when I read it, I was like, let me send this shit to Kev. Like,
when I first saw the article, initially what you said, you gonna learn to shoot threes, and then I started reading it.
But supposedly that's all he's been working on all summer, shooting threes, which is actually not that bad of an idea.
No, it makes sense.
I've always wondered, like big men specifically, right?
Mm-hmm.
People who can't shoot free throws, right? For the most part, you already have the rest of your basketball game, your repertoire, like, down pack for the most part. Mm-hmm. Why don't you spend the entire summer working on one damn thing?
Yeah.
Like, focus on your free throws. Like, he's apparently going to teach himself how to shoot threes. I have no thought in my mind that he's going to become AD.
Yeah, they had, I think he was like 81 for 125 on shots out. I forgot how much he hit from three. I think it was like 40%, but, you know, he's a practice.
He's a practice. Numbers, yeah, so I don't know. You're not running full court. Yeah. No one's guarding you. Nothing's going on.
When I read it, I'm like, I hope you're right.
He can't even shoot free throws. You going to shoot three-pointers?
Yeah, I had to look back because every time I think of him, like you sent me the article I read, and I'm like, damn, people hate you. One, but if he's available in fantasy, I'm gonna snatch him up. That's all I could think. He's a fantasy Hall of Famer.
Of course, I'm gonna snatch him. First of all, people were slept on him last year and talked hella shit about him. I was like 16 and 12, I believe.
They've been doing that for years. That's what I don't understand.
Like 59% shooting.
I looked up his stats. He put up 16.6 points, 12.5 rebounds, and 1.6 blocks last year.
Close enough. Yeah.
And nobody wants him. Like, I was thinking of all the teams he's been on.
He's a terrible teammate, supposedly. He's like,
he has to be.
Supposedly, he's like, he doesn't take the game seriously. He's terrible in the locker room. Those kind of things.
Since the Magic has been the Lakers, the Rockets. What was the one after that?
Lakers, Rockets. There's the Hawks. Hawks, the Hornets, and now. Washington. Then he got traded to Brooklyn. They bought him out, and now he's on Washington. He's been on four teams in the past five seasons.
That's it. And this, the numbers he put.
And he's going to the Hall of Fame. There's going to be a Hall of Fame center.
Oh yeah, I'm not debating.
Like
that.
3-4-time defensive player of the year.
Yeah, multi-time.
All this crazy stuff. Yeah, yeah. He's gonna go to the Hall of Fame. Less
decorated people.
And he's just getting traded all over the place.
He's still an upgrade over Gortat.
Facts. People still sleep on him. He's still athletic as hell. He's not as athletic as he was before. He's still athletic. I watched a couple of Hornets games last year.
Yeah.
He had 30 points and 30 rebounds in one of those games.
Yeah. What? Yeah, 32 and 30, I think. And
yeah.
Didn't he get pulled or something? Like, he could have went for more.
Yeah.
His goal was to play all 82. He got suspended for one, so he played 81.
30 and 30.
So the plan's going. You know, plan's going well so far.
I'll put him on fantasy.
Look, he available. I'm snatching him up.
Gonna get you some points, some boards. You're
gonna help the Wizards big three.
I ain't gonna take it that far. He tripping. Speaking of another big three, though, we got Melo.
It's finally official.
Carmelo,
yeah, easy.
Yeah, my apologies. Mr. Anthony.
Damn.
What do you think?
D'Antoni said it's an option they're willing to explore, pulling him off the bench.
An option.
But then I was like, who's better than him at the forward spot? You got PJ Tucker, Gerald Green, and Ryan Anderson. Is anybody else? And Ennis?
Who?
Dude from the Grizzlies, I think he was on. James Ennis?
He's on the Rockets?
Mm-hmm. So who's he better than?
It's not about, I don't think it's about him being better than any of them. I think it's about
fit.
Them being better fits, and Melo would have more opportunities coming off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then when he comes off the bench, then the game would actually revolve around him. If he plays with James and Chris, he's going to be a ball stopper.
Well, allegedly, they've been working out all summer.
What that mean?
That's what Paul and Harden did last summer. They get a feel of each other. So maybe they...
But even the way they play is like, that is only really successful for them because it's like hot potato. It's like, you take it this time. No, you take it this time. No, you take it that time. So now they're going to cut that into a third between someone else also?
That's true.
You take it. Now you take it. Now you take it.
And it stays here.
Yeah. Once Melo get it, no one get it back. No one. No one. And you're going to get right there in that mid-range.
Don't even look back at this.
Beep, beep, beep. Try to back someone down, do a little crazy turnover, shoulder shot.
It's sad it's come to this.
I mean, you think Houston's going to be better? Not as far as
than last season?
Yeah, not as far as when.
Houston or him?
Houston.
No.
What about
no
him?
No regard.
What about him?
Yes.
He averaged 16 last year. What do you think?
40% shooting.
What do you think he averages this year?
16, 17.
So the same. Why better?
More efficient. I think with the spot, you have Harden and Paul setting you up. If you can't be successful in this,
he has so many wide open shots at OKC.
That's true. That's true. Let me not do Russell like that. He really did. He clanked a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He says this is what he said. And what he said? He showed up at training camp, and then it was, you know,
2 years ago, season. 2 summers ago, Melo was putting out these intense workout videos, and he had me fooled. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, Melo slimming down. Melo finally getting in shape. Game one started. Same old Melo.
Yeah, I don't. They get
you pick him. You pick him up on fantasy.
Depends what round. Actually, probably
third not. Pick. He's still available.
Third pick? Are you crazy? I'm thinking like 9-10. Are you crazy?
9-10?
If I pick up Carmelo in the third round, that's insane. In a 10-person league.
Listen. 10 people. That means the top 20 players are gone. Melo in the third round.
That's insane.
If he averaging 17?
So people gonna feast on whoever picked. He does nothing else.
He get he get rebounds every now.
That'd be insane.
He gets some rebounds
in the third round.
I'm trying to think. You go through the top 20 players; those they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is left?
You want me to do a quick exercise?
Like, no. I'm trying. I'm really drawing a blank. But like, you go through the top 20 players; they're gone.
There are plenty of people left.
Just name one
outside the top 20 that you would want.
That wouldn't be put, selected in the top 20.
Chris Paul.
He gonna be taken in the top 20.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? Draymond Green.
He gonna be taken top. Draymond's always a fantasy top 20 because he gets triple double, like damn near close triple double.
Andre Drummond.
I picked him in the top 20 last year.
Blake Griffin.
I'm lying. No, I think I took him in the third round.
Blake Griffin.
You right. All right. Okay. You proved your point.
D'Angelo Russell.
Jeremy Lin.
What's his name? The rookie that on the Mavs. Trae Young might get taken above Carmelo.
Yeah, someone wild would do that.
Doncic.
Don't sleep on Jeremy Lin this year, though.
DeAndre Jordan.
He on the Hawks also, and they going to lose a lot, so they going to be scoring a lot.
Brandon Ingram. Man, out the top 20, you need to go like top 50. We got to go way lower.
You take Hassan Whiteside. You take Brandon Ingram before Melo?
Yes.
We don't even know what he's going to do this year on the Lakers. Their roster is deep.
Even like 16, I think, Cluttered. 4-4. He was way more efficient.
I had Brandon Ingram last year.
And how was he for you?
He did what he's supposed to do.
Okay. And now you got the LeBron dust.
But
him, Lonzo, Kuzma, I take them all over. This
Melo averaged 16 points last year. That got to be worth something in fantasy. What's that worth, like 16 points? What do you get, like one?
Depends if your league's doing makes and misses.
It does. And how he getting those points, because threes are worth more.
See?
Damn. Come on, Melo. You got to find some kind of value.
He get picked up, but top 20, no.
I'll pick
top
him up.
Top 30, no.
Top 20, damn.
No.
It's easier to do this when you got the players right in front of you. Yeah, it's easier.
Telling you, this is a no-brainer. You do not want to take no.
You got the list right in front of you. Then it makes it easier.
But what do you expect from him this season? Do you think he's going to come off the bench?
If he wants to succeed, he would. I'm telling you, like, them throwing him into the mix is not going to be successful. Like, they like to get boards and run.
Yeah, threes and layups.
He can barely run. Like, you ever see Melo when he's running and he try to
you
stop?
You didn't read the article about his offseason workout?
Listen. Even like when Melo's with the Knicks in his prime.
For the up and down.
You know
tempo.
He runs down the court and like stops to shoot the three? He has to like prepare himself to stop like 5 feet before the 3-point line. Like it's like and then he gets his like he has bad knees. People don't know that. I mean, I'm sure they do, but it's just he overweight. He don't take care of himself.
I hope. I wish him the best. But
I mean, I hope they're good. It could just be another competitive team to watch.
They played the Lakers open in their opening game.
No,
because they don't play opening night, do they?
Nah, they play. I thought they played OKC.
Mm-mm, that's Christmas.
Dallas.
Opening night? The Wednesday? And they play the Lakers the Thursday.
This can't be right. October 30th? This is wrong as fuck.
Yeah. They open on the 16th, I think. Hallelujah.
New Orleans.
On what, the Wednesday?
Yeah.
They seeing Braun that week.
Yeah, Saturday. Saturday at Braun.
What time Saturday?
10:30 on ESPN.
What day is that?
Saturday.
October what?
20th.
Hmm.
We know where we're going to be.
Okay.
We should go to Emblem that night.
Hey.
That's a nice little sports bar.
Hey.
All right, cool. Real quick, though. I love the fact
Let's
that
the
NBA.
Back in the Bushwick.
NBA is so smart. Oh, we can go to Bushwick to start. Then. Yeah. Anyway. NBA is so. Oh, that's. I can't wait for NBA to come back.
No.
But NBA is so smart. I love the fact that they started like their games like 2 weeks earlier this year. Because the summer is a drought, man.
Yeah, I'm getting into the mode. I'm almost ready. I'm even getting myself excited about football.
Bro, I've been watching hella preseason football. I just need something to like focus on.
I just see Shannon and them talk about it. I ain't following. Bro,
there's a preseason game coming on Thursday on ESPN. I can't wait. I set a reminder on my phone because most of the games come on like NFL Network or something like that. I don't have that channel. I have ESPN though. I set a reminder on my phone. I can't wait. Just I need something like a real sport to watch.
I wish the opening night with Philly against who? Falcons. I'd watch that. I was looking at the games when we come back from New Orleans. I was like, yo, let's prolong the weekend a little. Games look trash. The night game looked trash. I got to look at the afternoon games a little, but again.
Speaking of New Orleans, I think I'm going to change my flight. Come in a little earlier. I have that Thursday, that Friday, and that Monday off. So I'm like, yo, why am I flying in Friday night? It doesn't make any sense.
Hey. Finn hit me up. He finally booked his. He said he on the flight, same flight me and Ray on and other mysterious person is on.
At least you'll have company with that.
Yeah.
What else we got on the... We did that.
Clippers fire Bruce Bowen for ripping Kawhi.
That was actually very surprising.
What do you think of that?
I mean, I support it, but I mean, it just shows like how dispensable he is.
Yeah.
He chose the wrong side. You out here... repping the Spurs when you work for the Clippers. I didn't even know he worked for the Clippers.
I didn't either. That was news to me.
How did this happen?
I didn't know that either. I was like, why Ballmer do him like that?
It was funny because someone was like, and why the Spurs not give him a job? You out here going hard for the Spurs. You know that's what it was. Just like his Spurs alliance is why he went hard on Kawhi. And it's like,
yeah,
now you lost a job.
Yeah, I saw some people saying it was wrong, but it's like, what do you... Kawhi's the commodity. Like, of this course. Is the business.
I mean, it's only wrong if lost my train of thought there. It's only wrong if Kawhi doesn't come to the Clippers, and then even then it might not be wrong because you can't.
The intention because you can't
be that great at your job. You ain't Howard Cosell, nigga. Like no one cares.
Yeah, and Kawhi could have said today like he's coming to the Clippers.
Yeah,
and he could change his mind. He's like, you gotta take the chance.
Yeah.
And if it's any chance you have this person in place that could deter him from wanting to come, you gotta get rid of him.
Yeah.
You the Clippers.
And that's a big deal.
You ain't the Lakers, you the Clippers. You can't
lose Kawhi Leonard. That's a big deal. So
granted, he gonna end up in LA on the Lakers anyway, but
that's a fact.
I admire your effort, Bomber.
That's all I got for it.
Yeah.
You got a lot on here about.
We could do LeBron or the Christmas schedule. There's also with the Celtics.
Let's get the Christmas schedule, then we do the Celtics, then we do Bron, because Bron got a lot of shit.
Yeah, we don't have to. Yeah, we'll get to. Yeah, okay.
Let's do this Christmas schedule. What game are you most... So, I mean, let me go through the games. Yeah. Christmas schedule for the 2018-2019 season. At noon, we got the Milwaukee Bucks at the New York Knicks. 3 o'clock, Oklahoma City Thunder at the Houston Rockets. 5:30, Philadelphia 76ers at Boston Celtics. 8, we got the Lakers at Golden State. And then 10:30, we got the Blazers at the Jazz. What game entices you the most?
Overall, factoring competitiveness and just star power and appeal, it would have to be the 3 p.m. game.
Same.
I can't say, you know, I love my GOAT, but...
Yeah.
They might be over by 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Shit might be over. By half, right? Brown going to be on the side just scratching his head. Like
Everything better than the Bucks-Knicks for me. Philly-Celtics I like in the middle of the pack.
That's my number two.
I like them all, actually. Even Portland, I've been hearing a lot about the Jazz, and I'd be willing to stay up. It's Christmas Day.
Oh. Can't. Sorry. Yeah. Someone was asking me to do something. But
we said that's your second? Yeah, no.
Oh yeah, easily my second. I think Embiid, Ben Simmons versus the Celtics.
Fully stocked Celtics.
And their deep ass bench roster, which we'll get to shortly right after this. But yeah, I mean I think OKC Houston is gonna be a really competitive game and I'm really excited for that one.
And of course, then third would be Lakers Golden State, just because if you said it was going to be a competitive game, it's easily number one, but I just don't see it.
I'd have been more excited to honestly see OKC versus Golden State.
Yeah, but I get it.
The Lakers aren't, listen.
I don't know if it was you that told me. Somebody said that, I was talking to somebody at the Christmas schedule. Actually, I think it was David Yu who's been on the pod. They should have did Celtics-Lakers. I would have watched it. I would have enjoyed that. Oh,
yeah, reignited that rivalry.
Plus, and then you got Kawhi and LeBron.
Kyrie.
LeBron subplot.
Yeah.
That would have been nice. But
that would have been a good one. Damn.
But I get why they did it.
It's not entertaining, though. The 8 o'clock game.
We don't know yet.
Bro, they about to run through these niggas, especially all this shit the Lakers been talking.
They're not scared.
They about to run through them. But let's run into these the Celtics roster, because this don't make no damn sense. Right now they have, their start lineup is Kyrie Irving, projected start lineup. Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, and Al Horford.
To start. Coming off the bench.
Woo! Marcus Smart, Terry Rozier, Marcus Morris, Aaron Baines, Daniel Theis, and Semi Ojeleye is actually pretty good, underrated guy. So they're actually pretty deep.
It's 11 deep.
This don't make no damn sense. Damn. You put a note on here saying that you think they can contend against the Warriors.
Actually, I ain't gonna lie. I just copied a tweet.
Oh.
To put in my notes. Over the title. Somebody said that, and I was just like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what Jarrell thinks. Yeah.
Do I think that they can contend against the Warriors?
But it made me think. If they stay fully healthy, they're our best hope to stop the evil empire.
Hmm. I think it depends on how they mesh, because
that's true.
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they all they really blossomed and flourished when everyone was gone.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward hasn't even really played a game, played 5 minutes in a Celtics jersey, so we don't know how he's going to even fit in.
True.
Kyrie Irving apparently can't stay healthy anymore, so we have to see how he blends in.
Horford was very consistent.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it just depends on how well they play. Like the Celtics, even like last year, the way they played when Kyrie wasn't in the game is different than how they play when Kyrie's in the game.
Because
mm-hmm. Kyrie gotta, you know, he gotta hold the ball for a little while. He does his dribble. Versus when he's not in the game, Celtics pass the ball more around.
Well, they could have Hayward play like he could be the playmaker. He was in Utah. He could ease up on Kyrie's load. Kyrie could focus more on scoring. And I forgot how good he is. He was an all-star in the West.
Who?
I need to see him come back.
1 year.
Gordon Hayward. Hey.
But the way it's
at
looking.
At the forward spot?
I know, but the way it's looking, though, it's looking like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are, like, going to grow to be better than him.
They're not now. I've heard people say that.
I don't think they are either, but we don't know till the season starts.
That's a fact. That's true.
We don't know until the season starts, because he could have been. Everyone looks good when you're like the main guy on a team.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to play with other good players,
yeah,
true colors get exposed.
You think they can contend with the Warriors?
Just based on paper, yeah.
Fully held. You think they come out the East?
On paper, definitely. Definitely. You got Kyrie, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford. And the thing about it, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, like, both of them are long, athletic, like, forwards. They mm-hmm. can switch on a lot of different positions. Gordon Hayward's not the best defender, but he's a decent defender. Kyrie is just an unbelievable scorer. And Al Horford, you know what you're going to get out of him.
Yeah.
He's going to play some defense. He's going to hit the mid-range, hit the three-point shot, and stay out of the way and get rebounds. That's it. Then you got Marcus Smart come off the bench, Terry Rozier. These dudes blossomed last year. And Marcus Smart is a fucking, like, a pit bull. Like, he's an mm-hmm. assassin as far as, like, defense and just, like, being up in people's faces and bringing that defensive intensity.
Yeah. Who opens in the East, open at night? Are the Celtics one of the teams playing? I completely forgot what the East matchup was.
NBA.
Snow's OKC, Golden State.
Doop.
But yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I hope they stay healthy.
In the East, it is... yeah, Philadelphia and Boston.
Oh, we just getting them all the time. Okay, Christmas opening. I'll take it.
Philadelphia's visiting Boston.
Okay. Right, that'd be good.
Yeah, so tip-off opening week is That Tuesday is Philadelphia at Boston, OKC at the Warriors. The Wednesday, oh, this shit opens up on Wednesday. I mean, Tuesday, I love it. Wednesday is the Pelicans, Rockets, Dallas Suns. Scratch that. I might watch that, the Suns. I just want to see what DeAndre Ayton looks like.
Actually, I want to see what Luka Doncic.
Yeah, so I might actually watch that. I'm going to be tired as hell this week.
Oh, now I see why they did that. Yeah, I'm going to watch that game.
I'm going to be tired as hell that week, bro.
I know.
Be up late. Then Thursday is the Bulls at the Sixers.
Nah, I'm cool on it.
Lakers Trailblazers.
And Bron, I trust. I'm up.
And then that Friday is Boston-Toronto.
Oh, my God. We out.
Boston-Toronto. We out. Friday night, 8. I'm out. I already know where I'm going to be at. And then Golden State at Utah.
Oh, we out.
We
out. That's Friday, a late one.
Friday, October 19th. Yo.
That's a late one.
The Wizards get no respect.
What are they on? NBA TV?
Saturday at 7 p.m. They on NBA TV.
Against who?
Against the Raptors, which is going to be a pretty decent game.
But
like,
a decent game.
The Wizards never get any respect. Even during the playoffs, they're the team that gets like relegated to NBA TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? DC is a large market. At least I thought it was. And then you got the Rockets at the Lakers right after.
That's on NBA TV?
Sir. That's on ESPN.
Oh, okay. They all right. Damn.
Bron, I don't think LeBron has ever played a game on NBA TV.
Nah, he has.
When?
Yes.
When?
They have national. He definitely has.
LeBron?
Yes.
Every national.
Everyone's played on NBA TV.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you.
Now, Bron, they know where their bread is buttered. And then Sunday, you got the Rockets at the Clippers.
All right.
So I know that. I already know for a fact that Friday and Saturday, we out.
Yeah.
Ain't got no choice.
What's the man? Sound like last week during that following week,
they
don't blame
know.
Us.
What's the man to do?
Yeah, miss man. It?
First of all, opening week is like one of the most exciting times.
Oh man,
of like my life. Like it's like basketball's coming back. It's yeah. all fresh. The bars are always packed. You're around people arguing and yelling and screaming about basketball. I can't wait, man.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're gonna get our spots down.
Of course. Then you want your-
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
up until LeBron and all of his thousand and one. And I don't even know where to start. This is so much.
I just wanted to look through a popular narrative I keep hearing since LeBron's move to LA is that he's pretty much punting on the season and just out here to be a mogul and a businessman, which didn't really. Obviously, it's easy being in LA, but it's not like he was a billionaire. He has a lifetime contract from Nike, all these other deals while living in Cleveland. Obviously, it's easy now, but I didn't think it was going to like distract him. Then I saw this list of things that he has going on. It made me second guess. Like, we have a list of like 14 projects he's working on, it feels like.
How much of this stuff do you think he's actually working on?
Good point. That's a good point. He does have a team.
I don't know, because I don't know anyone like famous like this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know like what this process works like, but I assume that this is literally like someone probably brings something to LeBron. He signs off on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they run. They use his name at the forefront because it gets people to gravitate towards it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like that TV show, The Wall, executive produced by LeBron James. Executive produced me, and LeBron probably said one thing about it. And then they were like, oh, yeah, you know, this is, what's that thing called? Spring Hill Entertainment? Is that their thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Spring Hill Entertainment. Like, you know, this is mad random, but you know a show I just started watching, which is now canceled? Survivor's Remorse.
On Stars?
Yeah.
I seen an episode in passing.
It's all right. It's just something to keep time passing. I see why I got canceled, though, because season 4 was trash. I see why I got canceled. That must have been when LeBron stopped paying attention. He was stressing too much in Cleveland. But, I mean, I think some of these he's probably more involved in than others, like that the Shut Up and Dribble documentary he has coming out on Showtime. I think he's probably more actively involved in that versus some of these other projects that are just coming out.
No, yeah, I've been listening. I've just been quickly scanning. Yeah, he's not really in a lot of these. A lot of these are just him producing.
Yeah, like the House Party remake. He'll be in Space Jam 2. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But that probably won't happen. I mean, ain't no telling when they're gonna film that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But most of the stuff is just like him signing off on stuff. I mean, the difference between this and Cleveland is probably that, which will be a distraction, though, is because at least I feel like in Cleveland, he didn't have the time to, like, take all these meetings. Like, when you're in L.A., like, everyone lives there. So it's like, yo, let's meet. All right, cool. Let's meet.
Yeah, you got a week at you just have home games.
Cleveland, it's like, I'll see you whenever I'm in L.A.
Yeah.
Now it's like all these opportunities are going to be right in front of you. Offers and time. People are going to try to meet with him and, you know, bring all these deals to him. And that might distract him, but I think LeBron's work ethic is just like so impeccable, and I hope he don't get distracted. His will is strong. I hope.
Yeah, it's like no matter how long you in the gym for, it's like say he got in the gym at 10, which I doubt. I assume it'd probably be earlier.
Yeah.
Say you in the gym for like 3-4 hours. It's still only 2-3 o'clock, and this is in the summer. Like you have nothing but time.
Yeah, but this thing, I don't know LeBron's, like,
I don't schedule. Either. I mean,
supposedly he, like, spends millions of dollars on, like, his... But, like, if he cuts back a little bit on, like, working out, just even the slightest bit, that can throw his whole body off. Especially because, like, he's already in uncharted territory as far as...
being this good at
being this good at this age,
Look how we talking like, about Melo.
You're still in your prime at 34, and about to your 15th season... And you see people who came out the same year as LeBron.
Look how we were just talking look about Carmelo. Look at Dwayne Wade. Yeah, he said it's. He has China offering him stuff.
But like, just look at him, though.
Yeah.
He playing like 20 minutes a game.
Flashes. And it's just flashes.
Yeah, flashes. Where you got LeBron still carrying the entire team on his
Carmelo,
back.
Carmelo, career lows.
Across the board.
That's the normal thing, though. That's what I
keep. Of course. Except for LeBron.
Yeah.
And LeBron came straight out of high school. So he's actually, like, he got so, like, miles straight out of high school, 2 Olympic summers. He did he did 2 Olympic summers. That's it, I believe, 2000.
He didn't do any world championships?
3 Olympic summers, I believe. He did 3 Olympic summers because he did the one where they got bronze in 2000.
Oh, yeah.
2004, 2008, 2012.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how many finals now?
Eight straight. But
nine total. How many extra seasons is that?
But nine total. You but know? Also, he hasn't been kicked. He hasn't been eliminated from the first round outside of the first season that he went to the playoffs. So he's been going at least to the second round, which is like, what, May still?
Yeah.
Late April, May? Or guaranteed May.
Yeah, definitely May. Like, yeah. May. Damn.
For 15 years now. So
your season ends in June, July, August, September.
Just with the playoffs and the Olympic Games and all that stuff, that's at least two more added seasons to his body.
Damn. He's so good. It's,
and he's still detriment. Good. He's still out here just killing shit. They, I mean, outside of defense, he hasn't really looked like he like has broken down at all.
Mm-hmm.
And defense just looked like lack of effort. Like, yeah. Looked like he ain't even trying no more. But realistically, he's still, that's my GOAT, man. Like,
yeah.
That's my GOAT, man.
Yeah, I was just curious. Seeing all he has on his plate, but yeah,
it's a lot. I mean,
it is a lot. I didn't know it was this much. It really is a lot.
I'm looking at this list that you prepared. I'm like, yo, this is a lot of shit. Like,
I was like, I didn't know it was this much. I thought people were like exaggerating. Like,
nah, this is a lot of stuff to be focused on. I don't even. It's a lot.
Yeah, we'll see.
You got to be diligent.
You really do.
And using your time wisely, because
you got to be a sensei at time management.
Yeah,
man.
But I think this is something more so where it's just like. Yo, Bron, this is what this is about. Mm-hmm. He probably like reads like a prospectus of it, like or a summary. I'm like, ah, yeah, run with that.
Yeah,
put my name on it.
God, I need to see this.
I hope
start.
So. Anyway,
they showed him in the Lakers uniform working out.
Looked like he
getting
was
shots
home.
Up. I need to see this.
He looks swole again though.
He does.
Like he gained his weight back that he always loses every summer.
Huh.
Odd. Nigga, lose 20, put back on 30.
Odd.
Never met a man like that. Like, remember in Miami, he said he was up to like 270 at one time or 280?
Yeah.
Last year, he was walking around at 250.
Shit. That reminds me of Dwight Howard. Wasn't he said he was up to 285? 12% body fat? That's when he said he needed a change. That's when his trainer said that he needed a change.
12%
body. 12%. I was like,
that's it.
And that you complaining?
That's it. I don't even want to check my.
I forgot about that series of a quick 10. He put up 6-10 against Gortat.
And now he replaced
them.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, man. Until
we'll
the
see.
Season starts, yeah, we'll
I'm
see.
I'm excited for the season, though. I will
I am
say
very
that.
High. With the schedule out now, it's just.
That first week, honestly, I might make some midweek moves.
I'm going to make a lot of bad decisions.
I might.
I'm going to just say it with the camera.
Now we mature. I feel like we can go out now, grab a beer or two,
yeah.
Eat, watch the game. Especially like on like a Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not just going, yeah.
But.
Because I really want to actually see the games.
I ain't, and that's
like,
a fact.
Like focus
yeah,
on the
focus
game.
Focus on the game. Like what happened play by play. But Friday and Saturday.
Nothing tomorrow.
See a lot of I know a lot of $5 BNSs. Look, is what
man.
I like to call them now. BNSs around BK.
We've acquired a lot of spots. They ain't sponsoring us. I ain't
yeah,
gonna say,
but
we've acquired
a
lot of places.
But it's funny, speaking of that really fast though. Remember it used to be $8 and then we started seeing some $7,
mm-hmm.
some $6. I told you I spotted a $5.
Talk about that
with
okay,
the full fledged Stella glass. Chilled. I said, all right.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Talk when you're back in town. Hang on, 3 more weeks. Mm-hmm. Talk when you're back in town.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So
shifting out of sports.
Get into this music.
Your boy.
Which one?
Jermaine.
Oh, he. So I got to make a public announcement.
What?
He only got half my heart now.
For real?
He only got half.
Do tell.
I can't deny Drake's greatness anymore.
You don't have to be a competition.
Nah, I just it was never a competition to me. It was just like I gravitated more towards
him. Jermaine. What Aubrey do?
In my adult years, I just don't know what it is. I listen to his music and I'm just like
Welcome.
My heart just feels so warm.
Welcome.
And I'm just like, yo, how the fuck does he keep doing this? And Jermaine is always Jermaine. Like, I know J. Cole. He gonna do what he do. So I'm like, I can never just abort mission. I mean, abort the ship completely. I mean, abandon the ship, correction, completely. This nigga got me want to think about visiting Toronto. I'm like, what's so special about this place? Nah, I was just listening to Scorpion, then I started going back listening to some of his other projects, and I'm like, yo.
That's right.
But then I also went back listening to the projects, and I thought about the time that we were in when the projects came out, and I was like, yo, I wasn't fully appreciating this shit in the time when it was. Like, for example, I was listening to Take Care, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to Cameras, and I'm like, shit. So I think back to 2011, we had St. John's, right? And I'm like,
I was abroad. Imagine Take Care.
I can only imagine. I'm at St. John's. I'm chilling. I'm like, there was nothing else that sounded like that in 2011. Nothing else sounded like that in 2011. And I'm like appreciating the fuck out of it now in 2018. But when I was looking back on it, I was like, wow. I'd like put myself back in the shoes that I was in at 2011 and be like, yo, wow. Like, So Far, not So Far Gone. What was his debut album?
Thank Me Later.
Thank Me Later came out freshman year. And I just like, I was listening to that. I had to go back and think, like, damn. Like, I don't know, but it was just like, it was a lot going on. I was like, just going back and like listening through his whole discography and being like, he got a catalog on him. Like, he's talented. Like, he might be the greatest of all time. Like, this shit's insane. Like, what he could do.
Hours worth. He's one of those catalogs you don't really... You know the hits? You think he has hits? He's like, yeah, he got hits. But then if you go to like...
And listen, I know.
Hit after hit after hit after hit.
And that was the thing. It was like, I was going through albums and listening to it. And it was like one of the things where it's like, oh, shit. Like, I forgot he had this. Yep. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. And it's like, bow, 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 bow. And it's like, literally, you could spend hours just listening to his music. And just his music. And just his music.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I was thinking, it's like whenever we getting ready in the house, like me and my girl, we'll be like, oh, play music, play music, play music. And like the first thing I was thinking about, like, play some Drake. Because you already know, like that's like a guaranteed.
Yeah.
For anyone who's around, this is a guaranteed hit for you. Like any, I'm playing some Drake. Cool. But I was just like, damn.
You going to see Aubrey and the Three Amigos when they hit the city?
I ain't gonna take it that far, my nigga. I mean, if he would have had OVO, if he would have had OVO Fest, then I would have fucked with it. But I'm not about to be going to Barclays and be sweating for no reason.
I agree. I really wanted the experience of one. You just wrap it into a Toronto trip. Plus, you'd be going ham for OVO Fest,
bringing out some random folks.
I guess it's just not happening. Maybe next year.
We'll see. Well, I'm meant
maybe
to
next
be.
Year. That was the
But let's get to Jermaine.
Yeah,
though.
Man.
Yeah. Big homie Jermaine Cole.
What do you think? When I saw that he had a new freestyle, I did the double take. I was like, what? I was like, damn. And it made me think, like, when these artists that I really grown up to and love, when they just get old and pass, I'm like, not die, but they just, like, give up the game. It's just like, damn. Mm-hmm. Where am I feel that joy from? I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I was like, genuine excitement.
Mm-hmm. What you think about the freestyle, though?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Me too.
I guess it's very promising.
Yeah.
Very, very promising.
I wasn't in love with it, though.
No.
Okay.
I've heard better, but...
Yeah, okay.
It could have been, like, what is this?
Yeah. It was cool. It wasn't the reaction that I saw everyone else giving it. Like, a lot of...
No, they put in too much
crazy fire emojis, and but that's why I don't like listening to those.
He did math like he Asian. I was like, come on, dog. Come on, man.
He'll be out here
better
like,
than this.
Just amping shit up. So I was like, all right, let me not listen to anyone's opinion before I listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it like three times, and I was like, I made my own opinion. Like, oh, this is cool. I fucks with this. This is cool. But then I got on social media just to see what everyone else was saying.
Yeah,
you would have thought.
What I saw it on Pitchfork.
Mm.
I went there to go look at some of their past album reviews,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of their headlines. I'm like, J. Cole knew what?
I mean, when J. Cole drops them, it's going to be a headline regardless.
No, yeah. But I was, to find it from them.
Yeah.
Of course. But yeah, I didn't get anybody's. I usually get some news from Twitter or alerts. Mm-hmm. So it was refreshing. I just had to just go in. I didn't have to hear about how fire and like emoji face, about how crazy this is.
Yeah. So you said that you think this is going to be a mixtape?
This is what I was reading. I don't know. Called The Off Season.
I hope so.
He was tweeting, which really got me excited. He was like, feed me beats.
Mm-hmm.
He want to murder shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and one of the, like, the most popular critiques of him is that he only raps on his, well, he really does only rap on his own shit for the most part. So
yeah.
It's like, to hear him outside, and just because, just to hear him on somebody else's beat's going to be like.
Which is very surprising, though, because if you remember when he first came out, like, before, when he really couldn't, like, find a single.
Yeah.
When he was, like, trying his best to find a single. His initial, like, his first interviews, he always said he wanted his entire album to be produced by, like, I think it was No ID at the time.
Oh, my God.
So he was, like, only using No ID beats, and he wanted, like, one album to have, like, produced by just one producer in its entirety.
No, but enough of that.
That wasn't working out for him.
I need Ax-Boy Wonder what he up to.
Yeah.
Murder Beats. Metro, if he's still active.
Everyone's active. We're forgetting people.
Really go out. Yeah, I'm definitely.
Yeah, but there's a lot of. There's so many producers now.
Yeah. I'm forgetting a lot of people. Apologies, but
yeah.
I'm excited if it really is a.
Yeah.
Which I think it is. So that'd be good. And then the next. I got to revisit KOD. It's been a little while since I listened to it from top to bottom. I've been hearing the last two tracks a lot and then other tracks sparingly on mm-hmm. shuffle. I'm ready to just go top to bottom again.
I hope he does drop a mixtape, though, because he's been taking a lot of time off lately.
That made me think, actually. I forgot. I think as we was talking to Angie or some interview, when mm-hmm. For My Eyes Only dropped mm-hmm. and he was just not seen. He mm-hmm. did that documentary, I think, 2 weeks prior with him and his manager.
Yep.
And then he dropped it, went platinum. You didn't see him.
Nothing.
He said he was in the crib built. He was in his house building a crib, and then he got the call about his sales or something like that. And it's just a testament to one, his star power.
Mm-hmm.
But then it made me think about the difference this time around. He is everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, he's way more active than he was. He's doing Angie interviews. He's on tour already.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's tweeting a lot.
Well, maybe it's just, he's very visible. He really wanted to give that time to his family. Like, you know, he had a new baby and stuff. Now he's like.
No doubt. But I love how, like, rejuvenated he appears to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that he's hungry again. Like, this is good.
Yeah, you need to cut that.
Don't rest on your laurels.
Yeah. You listen to Nicki album?
I didn't.
Me neither.
All I heard was.
Just that one, that Barbie song.
I've heard snippets of it. I still haven't listened to a whole. I don't know.
You folks gotta chill out.
I don't know if I wanna.
It wasn't that damn good. Oh, Nicki back. I'm coming out with my girl screaming. Listen to this now. Listen to this now. I listen to it. It's cool.
Yeah.
I don't really understand why you're dissing everyone. It was cool, but people were
It's like a flip on, like, it's not really a diss. You ever heard Biggie's Dreams?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. It's like a joking kind of.
It was all right.
No, I agree. I agree. But people really think like she's like dissing the people on it.
Mm, that's probably why it's getting more burned than it deserves.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's a cool song. She had some bars on there. That was the most bars I ever heard of Spence since she broke up with Safari. But
yeah, I'm cool. I don't even. The last Nicki thing I like. Probably her verse on Motorsport.
That was a good verse.
Probably.
Have you ever listened to an entire Nicki Minaj album?
I haven't.
Me neither.
I have songs here and there. Like, what's that one with Eminem? Roman's Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
She has a
track with Eminem on her new album.
I know.
I haven't listened to it yet.
It's just to see them track lists. Nah, and see 17 tracks.
So also M lost his appeal to me.
Yeah.
He has been so lackluster these past couple years.
Yeah, the flip side. Yeah. I was on Twitter and I saw somebody was like, they mentioned, somebody tweeted Eminem and it was like, nah, Mac Miller in reference to some of our popularity. And he was like, one of them relevant for the last 6 years. And at first I was like, and then I had to really think. Like,
that's a big fact.
Damn, it is. Between him and then
when did Recovery drop? That was 2010?
Yeah.
That was the last decent album he dropped.
Yeah, man.
Like, and that one wasn't even, like, great. It was just, like, the last one I could actually tolerate. Like, this last...
That's the last one, yeah. I bumped multiple songs from that. I like multiple songs on Recovery.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the last one, yeah.
But, like, what was the last one? Marshall Mathers LP2? Is that the last one he just dropped?
Yeah, I really only listen to probably Rap God and He has a song called Wicked Ways.
Yeah.
But that's, there's like 16 other
but
tracks.
But ultimately, like, the songs that he makes now are just so weird.
Yeah, and when his name come up, it's not the same energy, at least for me. It's like,
then he had that that verse on Pink song, and I'm like,
bruh.
I was like, why were you excited to get this verse? You and Ryan loved.
Oh, still do? No favors?
That verse on Big Sean's song, and I'm like,
no favors? Oh, yeah. still.
Nah.
Still, I'm still there.
Every time I listen to it, I'm like, I hate to say this, but made me want to fast forward.
I respect it. I respect it. I'm still there.
I don't understand. I'm like, yo, Am, you couldn't have thought this was just shit.
I don't know. Even like Kanye, he had a song produced by Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
That just came out, I think, over the weekend or so.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
I saw the link and I just went about my way. It's like,
yeah,
it's not the same.
They don't have the same draw.
As far as vet, like, if it ain't Jay, and it needs to be just Jay.
Yeah, because he get on a track with his wife and he...
Not for me. Not for me. I don't want to be attacked. It's just not for me. Not for me. 444, though, you text me the other day,
that
is
shit.
A fucking masterpiece.
I was again the other day. I was just going through catalog.
Ahead of his time. 10 tracks.
Oh,
concise,
my God.
Top to bottom. Nothing but content and material.
Mm. I want to say people slept
no
on
filler.
It, but that would be a lie because people did not sleep on that album. People gave it its due praise because that shit. I listened to it
that
again.
That you can throw the classic
and
tag
I was like,
on. Throw the classic on that.
I was like, Jay has some shit on here. And you know, you listen to like an album, you sleep on, you put it away for a while, and listen to it again. You start hearing lines you didn't even hear before. I was like, wow, Jay-Z really ahead of his time with this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna touch that one again. Yeah. It's been a while.
But Jay-Z be wilding when he get around his wife. They had a video for people be coming at him on Instagram. They had a video on Instagram. They on the run tour and like Beyonce singing and Jay-Z tries to like interject and he's like, get him beat. Like he just starts screeching like some wild shit. And you can see Beyonce like eyes just like look over like, what the fuck did you just say? They could just show his age quick.
Oh man. Yeah, I'll touch their duet album again one day.
Nah.
I heard Friends is fire.
Was that on the album?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I touched it once. That's all I got. And even then, that was like, skip. All right, let's get into this topic about...
Oh, yeah, speaking of...
$43 billion in touring, and musicians only getting 12% of that.
I was just astonished, but I guess I shouldn't be. It's just the scale. It's what really surprised me, the magnitude. Hmm. $43 billion, which I read is the peak since 2006, and only 12% of that. And it's not even because of streaming. It's because of touring and stuff.
Yeah. That actually started in like... I can't think who was the first artist to do that. I remember Waka Flocka mentioning it in an interview, but I know he went the first. But I would say probably like a Kanye or something like that. Because you know record labels used to get money from people from touring.
Yeah?
Yeah, but then artists started being like, why are you getting money off my touring? You already get money off my...
The album sales,
the mixing, the mastering, all that shit. So, like, me going out on tour, you shouldn't get any money of this, especially if you're not funding it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They make so much money off these artists. And the artists literally get the bulk of their money just from touring.
It is...
I mean, because you got to think about it. Touring is the only thing that's not actually... implemented in the physical song. Like the physical song itself is what the record labels own, and that's why they make money off of it. Like you going on touring, you own yourself. Like you're performing the songs, but you're not actually like no one's actually playing the songs or anything like that. Which is why a lot of the streaming money goes back to the record labels. But that's not surprising because streams is just record sales, basically.
Yeah.
So it's like basically replacing someone going to a store and buying a physical copy of a CD. So I'm not surprised that record labels get most of that money.
That's another reason.
But there's
even
so much
money. I hate the album with his wife. That's why Jay's ahead of his time. Starting like things like Tidal, where it's just artist owned and you get your own money and sign these massive tour deals. Like his Live Nation, I think is like $200 million or something.
Something
like that.
Stupid.
And he really smus.
Every time he drops an album, he has like a deal with like Sprint. Like
oh yeah, with now, already platinum. And they
Now also Sprint customers get like 6 months free of Tidal. It's like,
oh yeah, and they bought back, I think, for like $200 million. They bought a stake in it. God almighty. You know, open up a business school.
I mean, I don't like Tidal. I'm not nothing against him. I just don't like the platform. I prefer Spotify.
Yeah.
But
you gotta admire what he's
doing. Yeah, of course.
Especially when you read stuff like this, it just sucks.
They also, like, I was listening to 444 the other day, and he was like, y'all still taking them advances, huh? Me and my niggas out here taking them chances. And I was like, damn. But then you look at his actual body of work and what he's doing and how he's doing it and how he moves, and it's like,
even like, he had a song on American Gangster, and that's like 2007, 2008. Like, own boys, own your masters, slave. I was like, damn. It's like, this is so from way back. He's just been telling us.
Yeah, but I mean, you would think nowadays it is easier to like have more control and more independence. Mm-hmm. But there's really only so much you can do by yourself. Like, record labels have access to like global marketing spheres and promotion teams and A&Rs and all the stuff that can really give you that backing, that push that you can't give yourself. Even someone like Nipsey Hussle, who's been independent for God knows how long, just signed a deal with Atlantic because he was never going to get that global push that he wanted or that he felt he needed by himself.
Those are kind of deals I would like to see. To see, like, what enticed you. Obviously what you said, but percentages.
Yeah, those are mostly distribution deals only. But I am intrigued to see, like, what the record label's cut is. Like, are y'all splitting shit 50-50? Like what's going on? Mm-hmm. It is very interesting to see how that works out. I was watching, is it called The Rapture on Netflix?
Yeah. Where they interview a different rap artist?
Yeah.
I ran through that.
The one with A Boogie, even though I didn't find that episode to be that entertaining to me, it was interesting that he was smart enough to know, like, so that he was signed to his own record label, Highbridge Entertainment, and then his record label signed a distribution deal with Atlantic. So him himself as an artist, he has no, like, connection to Atlantic other than the fact that he signed to Highbridge Entertainment, and Highbridge has a distribution deal with Atlantic. So it's like the deal is specifically with Highbridge and Atlantic, not between A Boogie and Atlantic.
Yeah.
So it's like really interesting the fact that, you know, he was smart enough to know that. A lot of young artists, what is it, like 21, I think, or 22 now? But I'm sure when he signed that, he probably was younger. So it's like, to be smart enough to know, like, this is my business, this is my brand. But that's where people like Jay-Z come into play. And if you actually listen to the words they spewing, and actually, you know, take it as knowledge, I think eventually, like, that model is going to... I mean, it is getting broken down slowly. Like, where record labels have all this control. I mean, I think that right now they just have access. Probably a terrible comparison, but on a smaller scale, where Kanye was ranting about, like, how... how he was ranting about how, like, he needs, like a Louis Vuitton or something like that, or like a Nike or Adidas to back him, because they have all the factories, they have all this infrastructure already set in place. Same thing with record labels, man. They have hundreds of thousands of employees. They have like bases in all these different countries. They have the processes already mapped out, all the marketing, all the global promotions, everything is, all the venues, all that shit is already, like, they got that infrastructure in place. So for us, anyone to try to do that by themselves, or even with your small team of close confidants, it would just be difficult, like extremely difficult to try to break through that. I mean, we have YouTube and the internet now, but it's only so far that can reach. Rather than, like, people still see posters and billboards when you walk outside in Times Square. You can't pay to have a billboard up in Times Square by yourself. Like, I mean, I'm sure you could, but record labels do that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
good point. Yeah.
Oof. You got anything else?
No.
That was a really long-winded little soliloquy I went on.
It's a good conversation. It makes sense. Yeah, everybody don't have the funds. You see Jay does it in like Drake, but it's like...
Exactly.
Those are top tier.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Jay been in the game for God knows how long. Like, Jay...
So, you know, he's paying for his.
Oh, of course.
Drake's label could be, but, you know, Jay's on
it. But it's also not even just paying for it. It's also like Jay-Z has, like, he's amassed such a fortune and such a name in the game that companies want to do business with him. Companies want to be associated with him. companies don't want to be, I'm not going to say they don't want to be, but like a new up-and-coming artist, for example, like a Lil Baby, for example. Fuck with Lil Baby. But like, he doesn't have that name yet where like a Sprint will be like, oh, we want to, you know, we want to do this deal with you where he can go off on his own and make those kind of deals happen. Mm-hmm. Versus Jay-Z, who has like 30 years in the game now, where companies want to do business with him. Like, you're the face of hip hop now, or one of the faces, you know, on the Mount Rushmore.
Nah.
He paid his dues, you know?
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Whew, child.
Yeah, I feel good. We came back strong.
Last week, we apologized.
We
recorded half an episode, and that shit wasn't there.
Yeah. Damn. Now we here.
Yeah, we here now. In full. We good. We back.
Energetic, we back.
Woo! But now, as always, guys, make sure you check out the YouTube page. We're going to have this episode up there. Mm-hmm.
Clips from it.
You know, break it down for you guys. Working on the IG. We're using the IGTV now.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all social media handles at Cooling Out Pod, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher,
SoundCloud,
Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. Y'all know where to find us, man.
Hey, yeah, we're really working now behind the scenes. So. Yep.
So until next time, it's Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.